This program is sponsored by The Church of God International and supported by our viewers.
In the beginning, God created the earth and all living creatures, including mankind. And he saw it was good. But the recorded information Moses wrote indicates the world was a very different place. Why, for instance, the waters throughout the earth, whether oceans, lakes, or rivers, incredibly were pristine clear, as were the landscapes of the Great Plains or the majestic mountain ranges scattered around the globe. Yes, it was in such beautiful condition and created with such perfection, why, even the angels shouted for joy upon beholding such a place of beauty and peace. Yes, the benefits of such an environment were numerous for all the creatures of the earth. And there were also noticeable differences in the quality and quantity of many other things. Why, even the aging process was extended to many living organisms, which also included mankind. Yes, the Bible records men and women lived much longer than we do now. Living multiple centuries was the normal lifespan for most human beings. Why, it wasn't strange for individuals to live 800 or 900 years or more. But how could this be? And if it did indeed happen, why have our lifespans been so enormously reduced today? Will stay with us as we explore aging before Noah.
In times like these, we need the armor of God for the well-being of our families, to help you stand in the evil day. The Church of God International presents Armor of God, a program of biblical understanding. And now your host, Mike James.
Hi, thanks for joining us again for another edition of the Armor of God. What I'm going to talk about on today's program is aging before the flood or before Noah and aging after the flood or after Noah. Now, why do I set up that demarcation of the time of Noah? And it's about 2900 BC that we're talking here. The reason I do that is there are many skeptics out there who don't believe in the Bible, but especially don't believe in the book of Genesis. And one of the reasons they stipulate for not believing in the book of Genesis is the great age of some of the individuals who were born prior to the time of the flood in the Bible. So we're going to look at that question today. We're going to see, is it possible to believe in this? Now, obviously, it's possible to believe in this if you have faith in the Bible as I do. But is it logical from a scientific standpoint? Is it logical? Can we bring up things into a conversation that would lead even a skeptic to have to conclude, well, I see that that could be a possibility? That's what we're going to look at today, and we're using that subject of aging before the flood and aging after the flood. Now, let's look at some of these ages we're talking about in the Bible, especially in the book of Genesis. In Genesis chapter 5, and this is before the flood, before we read about Noah, beginning in chapter 6, it says the following in Genesis chapter 5 and verse 5. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. And Seth lived 105 years and begat Enos. And Seth lived, after he begat Enos, 807 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. And Enos lived 90 years and begat Canaan. And Enos lived, after he begat Canaan, 815 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enos were 905 years, and he died. And we can go on through chapter 5 and read again about other individuals living into the 900 time frame. Now, that's astounding when you think about it, because everything around us today says people can't live that long. But could it have been possible at a time in human history? We're going to look at that question today. Before we do that, though, I want to offer you a free CD and also a free booklet on today's program. What we'd like to offer you today is the free booklet titled The Awesome Power of God. Now, God is an awesome God, and He has awesome power. When you look at the creation on this world, out in space, you are awestruck by its complexity. If God put that all together, would it be difficult for God to manipulate the biology of man and allow man to live into the 900s? I think that would not be a problem for this awesome God. Get the awesome power of God. I also would like you to get the free full-length sermon CD that will go into detail on many of the subjects we are discussing today. Order Aging Before and After the Flood. To get both of these items free of charge, all you need to do is call toll-free 1-888-578-8791. That's 1-888-578-8791. Or you can order by visiting our website. Go to www.cgi.org. That's www.cgi.org. When you go to that website, you can also learn more about our weekly sermon broadcast. Go to www.cgi.org. Once again, thanks for joining us on today's edition of The Armor of God. We're talking about aging before and after the flood. And what we said at the beginning of the program was that humans got a lot older before the flood than they did after the flood. And a lot of skeptics out there cast doubt upon the Bible because they believe that people cannot live 900 years, that's ridiculous to them. But is it possible? Could humans live for 900 years? And if they could, how could that occur naturally? We want to look at that question today. Now, as a Bible believer, I take that information on faith, but I also do a lot of research on the Bible, and I found some information that may help the skeptics out there believe that it could have been possible that humans lived for long periods of time before the flood occurred on this earth. Now, when we think of the oldest man, I believe we're talking about a fellow named Methuselah who's mentioned in your Bible, and he lived 969 years. Now, that's way out there because today our oldest individuals live to about 120 years. I think one individual in the last couple hundred years has made it to 122, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But look at that disparity between 122 and 969 years. That's a big gap. How has that gap widened and over the years, and why can't people live as long as they used to live in the past? Now, for the skeptics out there, I want to get into some discussion about what some scientists believe today. And one individual I want to mention is a fellow named Aubrey de Grey. And Mr. de Grey is a gerontologist, and a gerontologist is someone who studies how we get old and all the aspects of growing old. But listen to what Aubrey de Grey said in a Massachusetts Institute of Technology journal titled Technology Review. And when you're talking MIT, folks, you're talking a prestigious school. So that's about as good as you can get as far as journals are concerned. And he said this, he's convinced that we can formulate the theoretical means by which human beings may be able to live for thousands of years. Now, that's an astounding statement for him to make when we have no proof that we've been living that long or can live that long other than what's in the Bible. But he believes that because he says, if we can figure out the processes that lead to the destruction of animal tissue, and he's including humans in that discussion of animal tissue, he says, once we understand all the processes that cause our tissue to die, then we can work against those processes. So he believes from a scientific standpoint that this is something that could be done, maybe not now, but maybe at some point in the future, that we'll be able to have some control over the demise of our tissue and work against that to allow us to live for longer and longer periods of time. Now, Mr. DeGray is not the only scientifically minded person out there who believes this. There are a growing minority of scientists who are beginning to put this idea forward that men and women in the future will be able to live 400, 500 years because of advances in medical technology that will allow the human body to go on and on and on. Now, some of that has to do with replacing functions within your body, giving you a new heart or giving you a new this or a new that. But they believe that it could be possible at some time in the future. So much so that Google has created a subsidiary company, and everybody knows who Google is. They've created a subsidiary company known as Calico. And the primary aim of this company is, quote unquote, to solve death. To solve death. Now, Google's putting a lot of money into this company because they believe this is a viable alternative to us dying at age 70 or 80, that if we can solve the death problem, we can live for hundreds and hundreds of more years in the future. So we see that there are a lot of people out there, actually, who are speaking to the possibility of living for longer and longer periods of time. But let me give you some real scientific data on this. In our cells, we have chromosomes, and you're probably all aware of what chromosomes are. But if you looked at a chromosome, and we might have a picture of a chromosome on the screen here, what you'll see is there are these little prongs that come out from the chromosomes, kind of in this direction. And at the tip of each of these four prongs on a chromosome, you have what is called telomeres. And as telomeres diminish within the chromosome, a cell will finally die. And you need to replace that cell. The problem is, as we get older, we replace less of our cells, aging occurs, and we die naturally. But here's what science is already doing. They are taking cells into petri dishes, and they are able to allow the telomeres within the cells to live longer and longer. And what that is accomplishing, it is allowing cells to live longer and longer, at least within a petri dish. Now, that's a far cry from allowing cells within your body to live longer and longer, but they're starting to see how they can do this. Now, this is interesting because what telomeres are, they are repeating DNA strings that cap chromosomes. And if I can relate it to something we've all experienced, you know when you buy a new pair of shoes that has a little plastic tip on the shoelaces? Imagine that as the telomere within your chromosome, within the cell. As you wear that shoe over and over, and you tie your shoes over and over, and you go out and play basketball, and it's raining one day, and water gets on your shoelaces, over time, what happens to the plastic on your shoelace? It starts to fray. It starts to go away. And eventually, if you're a guy like me as a kid, I can remember lots of my shoelaces not having any plastic on them anymore. So that's how a cell dies if we can relate it to something that we've all experienced. But science is actually saying that right now, they, at least in a petri dish, can have a cell live for a longer period of time by re-energizing the telomeres, causing them not to fray, by injecting a substance known as telomerase into the gene, which allows the cell to live for a longer period of time. And here's what they're theorizing. They're actually theorizing, what if we could inject something into the body, a virus of some sort, that would infect the entire body, get into the cells throughout the body, that would allow the virus to put this substance into the cells, increasing the life of the telomeres, which allows the cells to live for longer and longer periods of time. They're talking about this, folks. It's a real deal. Look it up. So the idea that we can only live 120 years is starting to fade away. That's why all these scientists are getting this research money to solve the question of death. Now, another example for those skeptics out there that is occurring in the world today, you can actually see this. There have been documentaries on it, is a disease known as progeria. And I don't know if you've seen these stories on the TV before, but progeria is when young people begin to age rapidly. So a baby is born, a progeria baby is born, and it looks like any other baby. But what is happening is there's a mutation within this baby that by the time they turn 10 years of age, they begin to show signs of graying. Their bones are beginning to thin. They are beginning to show wrinkles on their body. And by age 12, this begins to happen to a greater degree. By age 20, many of these children are dying due to heart attacks because they are advancing in age at a dramatic pace. And this is a real thing that is occurring in the world today. So let me ask you skeptics this question. If the body, if it is not working properly, if there's some mutation in it, can make you advance in age dramatically, is it possible, is it theoretically possible that there might be some way of mutating our genes to allow us to age at a very slow rate? Couldn't that be logical and possible? I believe it is logical and possible. If it can happen in one way, why could it not happen in the opposite way? And I throw that out there for the skeptical crowd to just think about something that is actually happening in the world today that relates to this question about, could people actually live for 900 years on this earth? Now, again, my answer to that question is yes, because I believe the Bible, but I think I've given you enough information at the beginning of our program here to see that, yeah, maybe it is possible, naturally, that people could live for hundreds and hundreds of years if there was something different about our biology, some little change within our biology. And that's what I want to start talking about now. Again, this is conjecture on my part. This is opinion on my part, but it'll be based on Scripture. And let's look at some Scripture right now. I want to turn over to Psalm 90 and verse 10. Psalm 90 and verse 10. And I want to show you something interesting I found here in the Bible about aging. Psalm 90 and verse 10. Now, I'm reading from the King James, so I'm going to explain what I'm reading to you here. It said, the days of our years are 80 years and 10. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow. For it is soon cut off and we fly away. Now, that doesn't mean that a disembodied spirit flies away. That means merely that you die. But what is 80 and 10? What is 80 and 10? All that means is between 70 and 80 years of age. Now, understand when the Psalms were written. Thousands of years ago, the Psalms were written. How did this guy who wrote the Psalm 90 know that the average age of man is about 70 to 80 years? Remember what was happening in most of societies at this time in history. People weren't living that long. They didn't have the capability to fight diseases that we have today. A number of people probably did make it to that age, but a lot of people were dying in battle. A lot of people were dying from various diseases and infections that were occurring. So maybe there weren't as many 70 or 80-year-olds running around at this time. Yet this individual, a few thousand years ago, is aware of this knowledge that the average age of a human being is about 70 to 80 years of age. And let me tell you, that's been the average age down to today. What do our scientists today say the average ages are that humans can get to? About 70 to 80 years of age, depending upon the information you're looking at. I've got some statistics here from the 1990s, 1996. The average age of men in the U.S. was 73. The average age of women in the U.S. was 79. I know it went up a little bit a few years back, but I know it's just gone down a little bit recently. So isn't it interesting that God's Word has information on that from thousands of years ago? Just something to think about for our skeptics watching today. Another scripture I'd like to go to about aging is over in Genesis chapter 6. Now remember what we read in Genesis 5. We read about all those old ages of people. But notice what happens when we get to Genesis 6. And that's why I call that CD, Aging Before and After the Flood. Because something seems to change here. And notice what the Bible says. Genesis chapter 6, beginning in verse 1. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them wives of all of which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man. So there's something in God's relationship with man. There's an issue there. My spirit will not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120. So the Bible says, hey, man can only get to 120. God is ordaining that, that man's only going to get to 120. That's said in Genesis chapter 6. Prior to Genesis 6, we see men living as old as 900 years of age. So something in the relationship between God and man may have altered here, and some evidence might be in verse 5, where it says, And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. That's why he tells Noah to build that ark. And we know Noah lived about 950 years, but after Noah, the reduction in the age of men falls precipitously. So why at this time was there some issue that God had with the wickedness of man and the direction man was going, and he wanted to limit the time frame in which man would live? Did he alter something biologically? And you'll say, well, how could God do that? Well, folks, if you believe there's a God and he created everything, I don't think that's a tough one for God. But when we think of the flood, there are some theories out there that there were waters around the earth. There was some type of atmospheric water that went away after the flood, because the great flood of this earth was helped by this canopy of water that was also around the earth that went away after the flood left this earth. Did that canopy protect the earth in some way that we don't have protection today, that is causing issues with ourselves as we went through history? Again, just a theory, but I'm just trying to have a conversation with you about how it's logical, how it's possible that people could have lived for long periods of time in the past and are not living as long today. Now, when we look at this age of 120 years, once again, that's fascinating that it's 120 years because I did some research on what we believe are the oldest ages that anyone on this earth has ever lived to. Now, suffice it to say, we can't go back and check people that were living thousands of years ago. But what we can tell you is over the last couple hundred years, the oldest people that are on record are, you guessed it, right around the age of 120. The oldest woman that has ever lived, according to our statistics, is a French woman named Jean Calment, who lived for 122 years from 1875 to 1997. Number two on our list is Shigichio Izumi from Japan. He lived to the age of 120. He lived from 1865 to 1986. Number three is a U.S. woman, Sarah Knaus. She lived 119 years, right around 120 again, 1880 to 1999. Luch Hanna, USA, 117 years, 1875 to 1973. And Marie-Louise Mueller, she was in Canada. She lived to 117, 1880 to 1998. But here's my question for the skeptics. Isn't it interesting? And Genesis was written before Psalms. Isn't it interesting that whoever wrote Genesis is telling us that men and women after the time of Noah, the oldest they're going to get to is 120? And what is our reality in this space age today? Nobody's getting much beyond 120, folks. I find that very fascinating and interesting, and that gives me even greater faith in the Bible. Well, listen, I hope you've gotten a lot from today's program. One last scripture to think about is Romans chapter 1:20 that tells us to look at the great creation God has created to see the evidence of Him there. And I want to offer you again what I offered you at the top of today's program. I want to offer you that booklet, The Awesome Power of God. God is an awesome God. He can overcome biology, and I believe He did to allow individuals to live for hundreds of years. Also get that full-length sermon CD that goes into the topics we've discussed on today's program to a greater degree. Get Aging Before and After the Flood. To get both of these items free of charge, just call us toll-free at 1-888-578-8791. That's 1-888-578-8791. Or order at our website. Go to www.cgi.org. That's www.cgi.org. Both items are free of charge. Get them. Learn more about the awesome power of God.
Armor of God and the free material offered is brought to you by The Church of God International of Tyler, Texas. You may write to us at 3900 Thames Street, Tyler, Texas, 75701, or call toll-free at 1-888-578-8791, or call 1-903-939-2929 during regular business hours. You may visit our website at www.cgi.org or email us at armorofgodcgi.org. We appreciate your prayers and support.
This program is sponsored by The Church of God International and supported by our viewers.